Welcome to the Railways Roundup in today's papers. Updated plans to upgrade the railway from Huddersfield to Dewsbury have revealed the huge scale of demolition needed to allow the widening of the tracks. An article on Yorkshire Live says every rail bridge between Huddersfield Railway Station and Ravensthorpe will need to be either be replaced or adapted to accommodate the £1 billion plan, due to start in 2022. A dozen bridges on the line between Huddersfield and North Kirklees will have to be removed and replaced, and a further four bridges or tunnels will be adapted. The Aberdeenshire town of Kintore will see the return of rail services after almost 60 years' absence on Thursday. Funded by Transport Scotland, Aberdeenshire Council and Nestrans, the £15 million station was built by Network Rail and has fully accessible step-free access between platforms via a footbridge with lifts. Network Rail and train operators on the East Coast Main Line are reminding passengers not to travel to or from London's King's Cross or on Thameslink services via Finsbury Park this weekend. It is as essential work continues on the £1.2 billion East Coast upgrade to transform journeys on the East Coast Main Line, improving connectivity between London, the North and Scotland. This weekend, Network Rail engineers will replace the overhead wires in and around King's Cross and test the new signalling system. Finally, in Cockfosters has become the 80th step-free London Underground station. Transport for London has finished work on installing a lift at the northern terminus of the Piccadilly line. The lift shaft was craned into the station in a complex overnight operation, with the lift itself built on site. That's it from today's roundup. For latest in rail news, visit railbusinessdaily.com.